Hadlakas Haneros. It's a very unusual mitzvah in the sense that it's three-tiered by its very nature. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos and Chafal Alfa Midbeis says mitzvahs ner Chanukah ish ner yishuveso. So we start out with the idea that it really inheres in the house more than anything else. And so there's one candle per household. V'amahadrin ner l'chol echad v'echad, that we light a candle in accordance with each member of the household. Mahadrin mina mahadrin, that's Rebbe Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says we're mosif v'holich. We add a candle every single night. Beis Shammai says repoche seholich. So the Bali Atosos say that mahadrin has nothing to do with mahadrin mina mahadrin. That mahadrin is, if there are five people in the household, you light five candles every single night. Mahadrin mina mahadrin, it's interesting why it's a higher level, is that the first night you light one, the second night you light two, the third night you light three. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says mahadrin mina mahadrin builds off the intermediate level of mahadrin. So he says, for example, if you have three people in the household and it's the sixth night of Chanukah, you would light 18 candles. Now the Rambam is very careful to say, not like we do it, right, we have separate menorahs, but the Rambam says that you still retain that original character of the mitzvah, one person lighting one candle, and then you would go up, mahadrin mina mahadrin, as a product of the number of nights and the number of individuals in the household. That is Shitas HaRambam. The Aruch HaShulchan is a very fascinating comment, where the Aruch HaShulchan says that in his judgment, you know, the Bali Atosos would agree with the Rambam in terms of the way that we do things today. Because the Bali Atosos, he says, we're concerned, as they themselves express, that if you're going to build Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, or off of Mahadrin, nobody's going to really know what night it is. People are just going to think that's the number of people in the household. Nobody's going to be able to figure out that we're actually increasing on a nightly basis in addition to reflecting the number of people in the household, because everything was kept in the same place, Al Pesach Beso. But that if you actually have separate menorahs, the way that we have them today in many circles, especially in Ashkenaz, so that the Bali Atosos would fundamentally agree that Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin should reflect both of these ideas. Now, I don't think this is a simple idea at all. I think there's reason to challenge this and to suggest it's not just a pragmatic concern, but there are really two different themes here. The level of Mahadrin is to say it's not just one bias, but we're reflecting the significance of each individual within the bias, and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is really a different focus, not so much, again, an emphasis on the bias and the triumph of the Jewish household, but it more has to do with the nais as it was experienced in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, each night was considered to be a greater miracle for the reasons that we discussed earlier this week. So we'd have to wonder a little bit about the position of the Aruch HaShulchan that Tosos would fundamentally agree with the Rambam under current conditions. Rabbi Hanan ben Akasha.